שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמר רבש, מה הוא רואה העם, הוא כל...
We are reading the Rabash's article, what is the people's shepherd is the whole people in the work. You can find the article in the study materials tab in the Arvut system. You can also send questions through the Arvut system. What is the people's shepherd is the whole people in the work.
We are continuing in the same line where the most important thing for us is nearing Lishma and to see how we enter this nature and how we can acquire it, feel it, live in it. So this article explains to us also part of that state called Lishma. So please.
Ma'amar Rabash, Mahu Ro'e Ha'am, Hu Kol Ha'am, Bav.
Rabash, what is the people's shepherd is the whole people in the work. It is written in the Zohar, and Moses said to the people, do not fear, stand by and see the salvation of the Lord. Rabbi Shimon said, happy are Israel, that a shepherd such as Moses walks among them. It is written, and he remembered the days of old. Moses is his people, and he remembered the days of old is the Creator. Moses is his people, since Moses was tantamount to the whole of Israel. We learn from this that the people's shepherd is really the whole people. If he is rewarded, the whole of the people are righteous. And if he's not rewarded, the whole of the people are not rewarded and are punished because of him.
We
should understand this in the work where we learn everything in one body, meaning that both Moses and Israel are in the same body. We should also understand why, if he is not rewarded, meaning the people's shepherd, they are punished because of him. We learned that if the shepherd is righteous, the people are also righteous. But why should the people be punished because of him? What did they do that they are to blame for the fault of the shepherd? It is known that the Zohar calls Moses the faithful shepherd. Bala Sulam interpreted that he was nourishing the people of Israel with faith. He said that man does not lack any power in order to be able to observe Torah and Mitzvot in full, but only faith. To the extent that he has faith, to that extent he can exert in the work. He says in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, I once interpreted the saying of our sages, he whose Torah is his trade, the measure of his faith is apparent in his practice of Torah, because the letters of the word Omanuto, his trade, are the same as the letters of the word Emunato, his faith. It is like a person who trusts his friend and lends him money. He may trust him with a pound, and if he asks for 2 pounds, he will refuse to lend him. He may also trust him with all his property without a hint of fear. This last faith is considered whole faith. And the previous forms are considered incomplete faith. Rather, it is partial faith. Thus we see that man lacks no power, but only faith. And this is what gives man the power to work. By this we can interpret what Rabbi Shimon said, happy are Israel that a faithful shepherd such as Moses walks among them. It means that the people of Israel have within them faith, which is called Moses the faithful shepherd. Then, since they have faith, they have the strength to engage in Torah and Mitzvot. In other words, within every person there is faith in the Creator, which is called Moses, the faithful shepherd. At that time, the whole people are righteous, meaning that all of man's organs, namely his thoughts and desires, which are called organs, and this is called a people. This is the meaning of what is written, and he remembered the days of old, is the Creator. Moses is his people, since Moses was tantamount to the whole of Israel. We learn from this that the people's shepherd is really the whole people. For the faith in man is the whole of man. That is, if he has the quality of Moses, which is called faith, then the whole people are righteous. This is why he says, if he is rewarded, the whole people are righteous. For rewarded means that his shepherd is faith, called Moses. He says, if he is not rewarded, the whole people are not rewarded and are punished because of him. It is known that if there is a righteous, he protects the generation. And if there is no righteous, we can say that there is no one to save the generation. Yet why are they punished because of him if he is not rewarded? Why is it the generation's fault? According to the rule that Bala Sulam said, all the heaviness in the work of the Creator is only the lack of faith. Since when a person is rewarded with complete faith, he yearns to annul before the Creator as a candle before a torch. Naturally, all his organs, meaning his thoughts and desires, follow what faith obligates him to do. They do it. This is why he says that if he is rewarded, all the organs are righteous, since thoughts and desires of the righteous extend from faith in the Creator. Accordingly, it is obvious that if the people's shepherd is not rewarded, meaning that his faith, which should be cleansed, meaning complete faith, yet he has only partial faith, as it is written, the whole people are not rewarded. This means that all his organs do things that are suitable for those without complete faith. They are punished because of him, meaning that it is not their fault that they have thoughts and desires unfit for one who has faith.
זאת אומרת, שאם בהרועה שלהם
That is, if their shepherd had complete faith, the organs would listen to him and would have thoughts and desires of a righteous. This is why they suffer because of him, since he does not have complete faith. This is why such thoughts are born out of this shepherd. Therefore, when a person wants to walk on the path of truth, he cannot say that he has worse qualities than others and less intellect than others. That is, he cannot exempt himself from the work because he has a weak character or no talent. Instead, the only difficulty in the matter is the lack of faith. For this reason, a person should do all his work and all his actions in order to acquire faith in the Creator. For only this gives everything. For this reason, when a person learns Torah or engages in mitzvot, or when he prays, he should focus his thoughts on wanting reward for all his good deeds, that the Creator will give him complete faith.
וזהו כמו שכתוב בהתפילה של רבי אלימלך זצ"ל,
This is as it's written in the prayer of Rabbi Elimelech. And do fix your faith in our hearts forever and ever. And let your faith be tied to our hearts as a stake that will not fall. This is the meaning of the people's shepherd is really the whole people. In order to achieve complete faith, they said, he who comes to purify is aided. The reason is that since faith requires assistance from the Creator, and there is a rule, there is no light without a kli. It means that it is impossible to fill up a place where there is no lack, which is called a need. Namely, a kli. As he said, there is no light without a kli. In order to come to feel the need for faith, a person must first imagine what benefits he can derive through faith. And what he loses when he has only partial faith. First, he must depict to himself the purpose of creation, meaning for what purpose the Creator created creation. Then he must believe in the sages, who said that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations.
וכשהאדם מתחיל להסתכל על הבריאה בעיניים שלו, כלומר,
When a person begins to examine creation with his eyes, meaning which form of good and doing good he sees, that the creatures are receiving from him, the opposite view appears to man. He sees that the whole world suffers torments, and it is hard to find one person who can say that he feels and sees how his guidance is in the form of good and doing good. In that state, when he sees a dark world, and he wants to believe that the Creator behaves with the world in private providence as good and doing good, he remains standing on this point. and all kinds of foreign thoughts come into his mind. Then he must overcome above reason that providence is good and does good. At that time he receives a need for the Creator to give him the power of faith. So he will have the strength to go above reason and justify providence. Then he can understand the meaning of Shekhinah in the dust, since then he sees that where he should do something for the Creator and not for his own sake, the body promptly asks, what is this work for you? And does not want to give him strength to work. This is called Shekhinah in the dust. Meaning that what he wants to do for the sake of the Shekhinah tastes to him like dust. And he is powerless to overcome his thoughts and desires. At that time, a person realizes that all he lacks in order to have strength to work is that the Creator will give him the power of faith. As said above, that we must pray and do fix your faith in our hearts forever and ever. In that state, he comes to the realization that if the Creator does not help him, he cannot overcome it. Now we can interpret what our sages said. Any person in whom there is fear of heaven, his words are heard. As it was said, in the end, all is heard, fear God. This is difficult to understand literally. After all, there were many prophets and righteous and great people. So why were their words not heard? But Israel remained in their state and would not listen to those who admonish. In the literal, there are probably many explanations to this. However, in the work, where we learn the whole Torah in one body, we should interpret this verse. One who wants his body, meaning all the organs, which are the thoughts, desires, and actions, to be purely sacred, the advice for this, for the body to obey all his demands, is to obtain complete faith, which is called fear of heaven. There are many degrees in fear. As it is said in the Zohar, fear, which is the most important, is when one fears one's master, because he is great and ruling. The essence of the root and the root of all the worlds, and everything is considered nothing compared to him. Interpreting the words teaches us that there are three manners in fear of the Creator, only one of which is regarded as real fear. One, he fears the Creator and observes his commandments, so his sons may live, and he will be kept from bodily punishment, or a punishment to his wealth. This is a fear of punishments in this world. Two, he fears punishments of hell as well. Those two are not real fear, for he does not keep the fear because of the commandment of the Creator, but because of his own benefit. It follows that his own benefit is the root, and fear is a derived branch of his own benefit. 3. Fear, which is the most important, meaning that he fears the Creator because he is great and rules over everything. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds expand. It follows that the most important point about fear of heaven is to believe in the greatness of the Creator. For the greatness and importance of the Creator is the reason that obligates him to serve Torah and Mitzvot, and not for his own sake. It is as he says there, and he will place his heart and desires in that place called fear. He will cling to fear of the Creator willingly and eagerly, as is befitting and proper with the king's commandment. When a person is rewarded with such faith, meaning that he feels in his heart the greatness of the Creator, the body and all the organs, meaning the desires, thoughts, and actions, annul before the king as a candle before a torch.
No.
Well, what a beautiful article. And clarifies many things. Well, let's hear from what arrives. Yes?
PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that all of the organs of man are righteous? What depends on the person?
Thoughts, desires, aspirations, goals that a person sees in them, his attitudes towards the Creator. From here forward, they all need to be connected to one another, dependent on one another, and aimed towards the attainment of the Creator in order to bring him contentment.
How does he become rewarded with that?
By what we just read right now, through persistence and prayer.
Rav, can I also ask a question?
Who's that? Oh, yes.
Is the intention, when I do all my actions with the intention for the Creator, Lishma, is that doing all the actions to have the faith in the Creator?
Those are not all the actions, but in the case that he's explaining, yes.
So what are all the actions, basically?
That which will be revealed along the way. We're beginning the path, and in its end, we reach complete adhesion with the Creator, which is the purpose of our development.
So each and every disturbance that I receive, and I don't ask from the Creator, I'm basically not doing all the actions.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tov.
Okay.
Ita 4.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean in the article that Moses would provide for the poverty, the people of Israel in poverty?
Moses is the purpose, the intention of the people. And that purpose needs to be all in all aimed towards adhesion with the Creator to bring him contentment. That's why it's written that way. Okay.
Thank you.
And Diraf, who is the Shepherd in this article? Is it Moshe?
Yes, in this place it's Moses, but usually it's the force that awakens in the group, which draws and leads the group from one degree to the next, towards corrections.
Holland.
Good morning, dear Rav. What does it mean that, and he will place his heart and desires in that place called fear? So what is this place of fear, actually, Rav?
What is the place of fear that we're talking about in the article?
The place of fear is a place where we want to show our attitude towards the Creator.
Moscow 7.
Rav?
No.
Rav, what is it actually, this greatness and importance of the Creator that gives us fear?
We gradually discover it as it comes to us and clothes us, this fear, and we are truly blessful of it. We accept it because it's actually in the vessel of fear that we need to receive the revelation of the Creator towards us, his attitude towards us, which is altogether the vessel, the kli that we want to grow more and more and rise more with it.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот есть величие Творца, которое дается свыше, а есть
There is the greatness of the Creator given from above, and there is greatness of the Creator that a person must build by faith. It's like light and kli, meaning the same greatness that I build, I have to dress it on the greatness from above.
It's not like that. It's better that you listen to what we're learning and then you can try and connect between all these things together. Okay?
Right.
Рав, в чем отличие между частичной и полной верой в Творца?
What's the difference between partial faith and complete faith in the Creator?
Complete fear with the Creator is upon all the vessels, and partial faith is that which we acquire at every degree, and we join to what we attained previously.
Kavyu Teisha.
Kavyu 9.
Hi, Rav. Rav, how do we relate to our 10 to obtain complete faith?
That is my vessel within which I reveal my attitude towards the Creator and the Creator's attitude towards me. And that's what binds me with the Creator.
Okay, thank you.
Ita Van.
Buongiorno, Rav. Buongiorno, Liolami. Perché si dice che chi teme il Creatore per le punizioni non sente la sua grandezza?
למה אומרים שמי שירא את הבורא בתור אונו שהוא לא מרגיש את הגדלות שלו?
Why do we say that one who fears the Creator as a punishment doesn't feel his greatness?
I didn't understand. Where is that verse?
He writes there's three types of fear, and the first two types is one who fears punishment of this world, and the second is one who fears punishment of the next world. So he says, why one who fears punishments of this world doesn't feel the greatness of the Creator?
Because he doesn't have a kli to attain the greatness of the Creator. He's just fearful of a punishment. Do you understand?
Tov, Haifa 1.
Shalom. Rav, הוא כותב שגם משה, גם אהרון, כולם נמצאים בגוף אחד.
Rav, he writes that both Moses and Aaron, they're all in one body. What does it mean?
The meaning is that a person is a small world and everything in the world is in a person. And therefore he must and can feel a state of the whole world.
It's like you said that correct yourself and see that the whole world is corrected.
Yes, H4.
Thank you, Rav. I'm quite excited about the article and the question. Can I identify in myself the states where that my fear is that my life will be wasted? So, how do we in the 10 come to a greater faith, like the example is of giving your house or everything? It's a good example. How do we help each other develop the faith to reach the Creator?
We really need to come to such a connection where there's no distance between us and we're all dependent on one another. And only in that connection that we establish between us in one point, all of us together, in it we will feel the result of our efforts.
And then basically there are two states. One state that you receive support from the group to better support your life towards the Creator. Second state, that the Creator helps the group in order to support. So how do we identify it so that each stage will lead to connection?
There's something there. We'll talk about it. We will talk. We won't be able to run away from that. Okay, now who remains is Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. I understand that the power of Moses that's within us is the only force that can pull us from divinity in the dust, from the lowest place. My question is, do I awaken the force of Moses by the prayer to give us to the Creator, to give us the power of faith, or that the friends awaken this force?
No, we need to awaken the force of Moses.
We meaning the friends?
Yes.
So in a common prayer to the Creator?
Of course. That's what Moses is called, the loyal shepherd, where he leads, guides the whole people, the whole group, all those who want to come to the Creator.
If so, it's a combination of the friends and the prayer.
Yes.
Thank you, Rav.
Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov, Rav. Boker Tov, Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. Rav, if I may, I'll read the paragraph and ask the question. In the matters of the work, when we learn that the whole Torah is in one body, we should interpret this article, meaning that one who wants that his body, meaning all the organs which are the thoughts, desires, and actions, that everything will be in purity. The advice to that is that the body will obey, that everything he wants is in order to achieve complete faith, which is called fear of heaven. My question is about the way that we work. We learn that we have to connect all the desires, which are the friends that the Creator is dressed in. Rabash tells us that we need to study the Torah as one body. How do I work correctly? Connecting the desires, which is the friends, or that I need to relate to the Torah as the one and only thing through which you can come to complete faith? That's the question.
Yes, correct. That if I'm capable of carrying out all these commands of the Torah, then I gradually come closer to the Creator, who is the central point of reality.
Meaning that faith is essentially our attainment, to demand it, to demand the faith from the Creator all the time.
Yes.
Belarus.
Thank you, Rav.
Рав, вот мы вчера готовились к этому уроку и читали этот отрывок и отвечали на вопрос. И вот у меня все-таки он.
Yesterday we had a preparation for the lesson and we read this excerpt and we had a question. What's the connection between faith, fear and connection?
Находим силу, которая.
That in connection we find the force that connects between us. Fear
и таким образом достигаем
is that which we turn to the Creator with, and that's how we attain the purpose of creation, meaning the feeling of the Creator in us. It is all aimed only to the fact that we will connect, because then the Creator can be revealed in us.
Тов, Мерказ Ван.
What actions will man do to strengthen his faith in the Creator?
We learn that, first of all, it's the connection with the friends, as tight as possible.
PT 31.
He writes that the main fear of heaven is to have faith in the greatness of the Creator. Greatness and importance is of the Creator is the reason that obligates him to carry out Torah and Mitzvot and not for his own benefit.
Yes.
Now, in the 10, we work on more connection. We work on the friends being more serious, more persistent. And recently we're working on achieving a common prayer. But here he says the main thing is greatness of the Creator in the work. How to understand that the work, the 10 is working and focusing on greatness of the Creator?
You need to feel this. You need to feel what you're being attracted towards, what's drawing you. So it's actually the attainment of the greatness of the Creator. That's what you need. And not for it to be pleasure to you, but rather it should bring pleasure to the Creator. That's why you need to depict to yourself the greatness of the Creator, that there's none else besides Him.
אם אני מצליח לראות בחבר שהוא גדול כתוצאה שהוא עשה משהו.
If I can see in the friend that is great as a result of doing something, how can I connect it to that the Creator is great? How can I tie that?
That's called we know you from your actions, from your deeds.
So basically we need to reach a prayer. Our prayer should be to achieve the greatness of the Creator?
Yes, the wrong one.
Good morning, Rav and friends. We are friends from the area surrounding Gaza that we moved to the Elat and Arava here with all the friends. We want to wish all the best to the whole world. Clea, the question is, what's the difference between fear and faith?
Fear is the Kli, and faith is the light, the upper light that appears in that Kli.
Ashkelon free.
Boker tov, toda Rav.
Good morning, thank you, Rav. What's the connection between asking faith one time and another time that we only come to serve, that we don't want anything for ourselves? It seems like two similar things and yet somehow opposite things.
The connection is that it all takes place inside our desire to receive, and we want to place it in the service of the Creator fully. And through the desire to receive in each and every one individually, a person connects to the desires of the ten. And then his will to receive becomes complex. And in this complex desire to receive, the ten wants to feel who constructed this connection, this Kli, who he is, what he is, to feel him mutually.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рафа, как правильно требовать веру во время занятий Торой и заповедью? Тут написано, что надо.
How to demand faith correctly during the study and engaging in Torah and Mitzvot? Says that we have to focus all our thought on it. How to correctly focus your thought so that the Creator will give us as a reward complete faith?
Well,
такое ощущение от отношения Творца ко мне.
When I receive such a feeling from the Creator towards me, and for me to be able to do everything for Him through that attitude of His towards me.
Наградой нам за наши усилия, да?
Interesting. So that should be the reward for our efforts.
Yes, women Latin 10.
Нет. Тов. Лошоним.
Лошоним. We can't hear you. We don't hear you.
Тель-Авив 1.
Тель-Авив 1.
Hola, Rab. Buenos días. ¿Cómo podemos describir el temor al cielo en
forma práctica? Good day. How is it possible to describe fear of heaven practically? What do we think about so that it won't be fear of punishment and that it will be fear of not being able to bestow contentment to the Creator?
We'll try to talk about this between us and prepare ourselves to attain the fear which we need to reach the love of the Creator, and not how we receive from His attitude towards us such a fulfillment that calms us down and arranges everything for us.
Woman Moscow 6.
Рав, здравствуйте. Скажите, а вера может быть не выше знания?
Hello, Rav. Please say, can faith not be above reason, or that the previous stages of fear, beastly fear, and the desire for the next world, that's the basis for faith?
Very correct. We seemingly need to uplift ourselves above our world.
Эйн, тов.
Туда вам. Thank you, Rav. You explained that the fear is the kli and faith is the light. It says that man needs the body to obey everything and demands him to attain complete faith, which is called fear of heaven. Meaning, to attain complete faith is fear of heaven by the person asking the Creator for the force of faith?
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. I heard that you said that a person who's afraid of punishment can't feel the greatness of the Creator. So how can a person move to a state where he's afraid of punishment to feeling the greatness of the Creator?
First of all, think about it. That he needs the greatness of the Creator and nothing besides that. And recognizing the greatness of the Creator will arrange things for him in the right way towards the attainment of the goal.
What is the greatness of the Creator?
The greatness of the Creator is that the Creator is first, last, and everything in the middle is only the Creator, and there's none else besides him.
But specifically with recognizing none else besides him, there could be more fear of punishment.
I don't know. Your excuses, you heard it? Think about it. PT7. What is a shepherd?
Shepherd is the eyes of the people, of the group. The one who leads the group. It could be the group could be a people, could be a ten, could be anything.
How could it be that he's tantamount to the whole of the people?
It's just a question that we don't know yet. Doesn't matter. We didn't encounter that. Probably it's possible.
And how can he include so many different forces?
How he can be is not a real question.
What is that point that includes all those different streams and factions and within it?
Every upper degree includes within it all the degrees below it. Tel Aviv
1. He describes two fears, one of this world, which I understand. But what is fears of the punishments from hell?
A person is afraid of his future. He'll have a punishment.
Isn't his future dependent on this world? To differentiate it from the first one that talks about punishments of this world. Punishments from hell are punishments of something that's not of this world?
No.
And what's the difference between one and two?
That all he wants to achieve in his life disappears from him. And he has no kli left in which to receive the recognition of the Creator and the spiritual world.
Okay, I understand that now about the third one. I understand that's fear simply because the Creator is great and is worthy of such fear.
Just ask. Don't explain to us what you understand. Ask what you want to hear an answer for.
How do we come to such a state in which we make fear not from punishment or worry of not getting a reward? How do we come to such a degree?
So probably we do. Where we don't, we're not afraid of punishment, and all we care about is the connection between us.
Woman unity.
Women unity.
Dear Rav, the fear that the Creator can simply throw you from the path, what stage does that belong to?
A very high degree.
How can we help a friend in the ten that the force of faith should be his shepherd and not the streams of this world?
To help him. I don't know how to help him. according to what you hear, what you see.
I see sometimes friends have more excuses of why not. And we want to go towards why yes, why we should go all together in the force of faith. There are friends that are weakened in this, and you can feel the need to do this as an action together, a common action. So how do we nevertheless help the friends go in the force of faith so that will be their loyal shepherd?
We'll see the opportunities to do that. PT 33.
Thank you, Rav. I heard you saying that everything takes place inside our will to receive, but we need to place this will to receive, all of it, in the service of the Creator. And a person connects to the desires to receive of the ten. What does that mean, that a person will connect to the desires to receive of the ten and puts it in service of the Creator? Are we already talking about with vessels of reception in order to bestow?
I didn't understand your question.
Okay, so you said that everything takes place in our desire to receive, and we want to place it completely in the service of the Creator.
Correct.
And then you added that a person personally connects to the wills to receive of the ten. So what is this connecting to the desires to receive of the ten? Did you mean that it's already work with vessels of receiving in order to bestow?
Yes. Yes, that's already the next degree. Turkey 4.
Rav, can we say that the fear of the Creator, I feel it when I have the feeling of the Creator in my heart and I don't want to lose it?
Yes,
you could say that. Kabi 3.
A question, how do we transmit the fear of His greatness in the ten?
Connect the faith that's in you to the work, the fear that's in you to the work in the ten, meaning that you're afraid of losing your degree and not being able to hold on to the friends, to hold them, that you won't be able to incorporate with the ten. That's it. Ask to make actions towards increasing the force of connection with the ten.
Thank you very much, Rav.
PT 3.
Thank you, Rav. At the end of the article, he talks about needing to come to the correct fear, that you're rewarded with the right fear, and then you come to complete annulment and adhesion.
Yes.
But when you come to this annulment, there's some block there, because you're afraid that you're going to lose yourself, and then you realize that if you come to the point of annulment, it's like you lose the fear. How do you keep the fear when you're in annulment?
Why can't you keep the fear?
Because I'm kind of like already in a place where I'm not thinking about myself. I don't have fear or desires for myself. I'm kind of already in some other state. But then I fall from it immediately because I can't lose myself, that fear. I have some lack here. I don't understand how I move from fear to complete faith.
What's the difference between fear and faith?
It feels like one is still in my desire to receive, that's the fear. And the faith is something that's actually outside of me.
Yes. So, what's the problem? That you're moving from fear towards faith.
So eventually, the faith, that feeling of adhesion, it's okay that it cancels out the fear?
For now, put it that way. For now, you can put it that way. Women, English 1.
Good evening, Rav. Good evening, Wilkley. Rav, is there any point in feeling fear if we believe that everything comes from the Creator? Thank you.
This is correct both with respect to the person and with respect to the Creator. We are afraid to lose what we've got. And that is connected only to the power of faith or above reason which we acquire. And then we have no fear of what happens. And here's the question. Either I'm already above that and I don't care about what happens to me, or I don't mind losing what I've got as long as I hold on to the Creator. So there are many questions here that we'll have to read about. PT 25.
Good morning. Rav, a question. If there's no fear in the ten, we're not afraid. We're not afraid. What is that state where there is no fear? It's, we're kind of like engaging, each brings that discernment of together. We're trying to attain that discernment of Moses, the loyal shepherd, that quality of bestowal between us. But it's like we're not afraid. It's all's okay. We're going with the flow. It's not good. I'm talking about myself. I'm also kind of like not afraid. It's I don't have this. We have states where people, and me too, are in the same extent. We're getting late for the lesson. Wake up late. We're not afraid. I don't know.
That's a lack of connection in the tent. It's not that you want to sleep more or sleep less. It's lack of connection with the friends in the tent, which doesn't obligate you to wake up and get up in order to be first and turn on the computer and set up the material. And that's also lack of consideration.
Yes, this is now what he's explaining here, that what Rabash is explaining in the article, he writes that all the organs are punished because the shepherd of the people did not get rewarded.
Yes.
Because of him. So I wanted you to explain, what is the punishment?
The punishment is that you're not preparing the vessels for knowing the Creator. That's it. Very simple. You're not given the opportunity, the ability, prepare the kli and receive the revelation of the Creator. Another portion and another portion.
I mean, if there was a like a siren right now, everyone would jump, no matter what, for what reason, we would all jump and run to save our lives. Right here in the place, and we have this. Thank you.
PT 18.
Okay, PT 18.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello to everyone. In order to come to love, do we need to go through fear?
Yes.
Thank you.
USA, San Francisco.
USA, San Francisco.
When we have a period that humanity or our then is not able to reach that level of connection needed to reach the ultimate correction there, is that, don't that fear, does that turn into love of others?
Try. It's all in your hands. Trying, you can try whatever you want.
Max Sixteen.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вопрос. Вот совершенная вера — это
конечного исправления. Complete faith is a state of the final correction, or is it a state that is in each and every degree?
To some extent, it exists in each and every degree. Yes.
Tel Aviv 4.
Тогда.
Thank you, Rav. What connects between Moses and the people?
How much the people want Moses, then they attract Moses, they connect Moses to themselves. They make him the head of their progress.
And what depends on the people wanting Moses?
What depends on the people is how much they want to connect and realize that without the loyal shepherd, they can't do it. All right?
Itavan.
Quale sarà il nostro lavoro quando arriveremo ad annullarci come una candela davanti?
What will our work be when we come to nullify as a candle before a torch? What will remain for us?
If we can nullify like a candle before a torch, then we will make all of our desires, desires of receiving in order to receive, they'll be under restriction. Some desires will be in order to bestow, and other desires will be receiving in order to bestow. And this way will correct all our desires. That's it. But before that, they have to awaken in us as the exterior desires, the desires that are filthy, that there is some portion in them that is in order to receive.
Rav, let's say that a person is able to attain complete faith. Isn't there still the fear of not bringing contentment to the Creator?
Ken.
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Fafi.
Shalom, Rabbi.
Hello, Rav, World Kli. Can we say that fear comes from a lack of connection from the in the ten?
Fear comes from lack of connection in the ten.
But
we can't bring that, we can't acquire, bring that fear closer to us, even though it awakens us to search and to connect.
So we need to search for that connection and that issue with the connection.
Yes.
Woman PT-07.
Prayer. Women PT-27, last one.
The question is whether these states of fear and faith are parallel states or they come one after the other, because it seems like we're actually working here as a system and these are things that are constantly in some mutuality, or am I wrong?
Yes, you're right.
Woman Turkey 8.
Selam, sevgili Rav, selam Dünya Kalesi. Manevi dünyadaki varlığımızın devamı kendi uyanışımıza mı yoksa başkalarını uyandırma gücümüzü arttırmamıza mı bağlı? Toda.
Shalom Rav, shalom Chavim.
Hello Rav, friends. The question, is our continuity in spirituality dependent on our awakening or the force that we have to awaken others?
I didn't understand what you were translating.
I'll try again. Is our continuity in spirituality dependent on our awakening or the force we have to awaken others? That's her question.
Does anyone understand the question?
What does our awakening in spirituality depend upon?
Our awakening in spirituality depends on what stop we are on the path. Perhaps it depends only on the rishimot we have left from the shattering. Could be dependent on the lack of connection between us. Could be dependent on the friend's prayer on everyone. Awakening from above, awakening from below. But all in all, the awakening is entirely depicted within us. Okay. Let's go to the next part.
We're going to move to the next part of the lesson and beforehand sing a song together.
Has turned to dust, there's nothing more to do. And in the ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. There's nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to. Все тайны, тонким устремлением души молимся отчаянно. Мы все стоим сегодня пред тобой и желаем быть как ты.
стороны любви, красоты, доброты, чистоты.